evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, May 9th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kips Dube.
And I'm Marvelous Mfanganyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about today's stairway in Zimbabwe.
It was business as usual in most parts of Zimbabwe for vendors, workers and others in Harare, Bulawayo, Rwanda, and other towns and cities, despite calls by civil society activists and students for a nationwide stay away.
Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, which is among organizations that called for the nationwide stay away, claimed that it was a very big success.
Police were deployed nationwide to maintain law and order. At the time, local people were expressing dismay over the current transport crisis and the deteriorating economic situation in the country.
The Zimbabwean government, which appears to have been unsettled by the proposed stay away, announced that minibuses will now be allowed to operate in the country. The Zimbabwe United Passenger Company, or ZUPCO, had become the only public transport entity in Zimbabwe.
Meanwhile, 4-H Zimbabwe, a non-governmental organization, convened a youth conference in Harare today to map the way forward for the country. A representative of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission attended the highly charged meeting.
I-crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, abafundi abamakolishin acheneyo, abamelwe Zimbabwe National Students Union, bebetheke bakhala imisebenzi, bezihlalele ngekhaya, ngoba bekungela imota kumbe ngithi amabhasi okugada, amakhombi lokunye. Njalo lokuthi ke umnotho welizwe kawuthuthuki ngemfanelo, bebekhala okunye okumangalisayo. Kodwa ke imbiko esiyitholayo lapha yokuthi abantu bahambile emsebenzini, abanengi. Singathi ke abaningi bangkhona ukhanyazana ngabantu abazisebenzayo. So bahambile ke bazisebenza emadolobheni bethengisa ke impahla etshiyeneyo. Bekwenza nje konke lokhu bakwenza ngesikhathi umnotho welizwe khanye ukugudeka okunye okumangalisayo. Nasikhangela kathesi isisindo seZimbabwe bond kumbe ngithi Zimbabwe dollar singuba i-1 to 400 ku-black market. Kuze kusithi ke lokho kufunwa nguhulumende kungani nje kuyingxenye yakho nokho. So ke abantu abaningi bathi hayi abasenelisi ukuziphilisa kwale Zimbabwe. So ngakho ke bekhulume bathi kumele phela namhlanje abantu bavezi ukuzonda kwabo ngokungayi emsebenzini, ukuzihlalela ngkhaya, ezinto ezinjalo. So kuthe ke kuphuma ilanga namhlanje bekugcwele amapholisa amavela asindawo yonke, amapholisa abevele enyakaza esenzela ukuthi abantu bengayenzi khonokho abafuna ukukwenza. So sikhuluma nje ke kulabanye esizokuthiwa ke bayithuselwe ngamapholisa besedorobheni leHarare. Kusukela labanye ke kobulawayo, kodwa asikezi ukuthi kulabantu ababotshiweyo. Esikuzileyo njalo yokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi amakhombi sengayokuyenelisa ukuthi asebenze khona bemgwaqweni. Siyakhumbula ukuthi kwavalwa lokhu ngesikhathi kushaya phela i-COVID-19. Kodwa ke phela kumele kube le-social distancing lokunye. Ngakho kwiZUPCO yiyo esiyabe sizibambe esidukwini, abantu bonke sokumele babe ngaphansi kweZUPCO. Kodwa kukhanya kuyehlule mavelasi. Kuyehlule sibili lokhu ngoba even le nkokheli ezijeneyo ezinjenge-Citizens Coalition for Change, umnumzana uChamisa labanye bathi hayi okweZimbabwe lokhu sokufuna imithandazo njalo sokufuna ukuthi kulungise ilizwe kususwe uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Ngesikhathi esifanayo-ke sibona ukuthi kulo mhlangano wenziwe inhlanganiso ye-4H ehlanganisa abantu be-CCC, abantu be-ZANU-PF lamanye amabandla bekhuluma ngokuthi kumele kwenziweni kuya phambili ngodaba lolu, ngoba kukhanya ngazani kuyahlupha kakhulu. Abanye bathi abasavoti, abanye bathi bayavota, abanye njalo bathi vele akusancedi ukuthi kuvotwe eZimbabwe. So kunjalo ke mavulazi.
Ayi watinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu nemusi wemuvhuro May 9. Nasi chenge tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika. Panguva iyo panga pakatarisirwa kuti pave nekugara kumba senzira yekuratidzira kusafara kuri kuita vanhu munyika pamusoro pekukwira kuri kuita zvinhu, uyezve panyaya zvakare yekuti hapana chekufambisa. Asi tazoona nhasi mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachizivisa ivo kuti makombi achange akudzoka mumigwagwa, nekuti vazhinji vanga vari kuti mabhazi ezvipo haasi kuvakwanira vanhu vanga vari kutora nguva yakareba waka milia kutuza hende kumba kana kuenda kumabasa. Tiange titatwa shakari eshidu kuitika mnyika parijino apu nasi taona mapato akashu milira uyeje mapato reza no PF mapato FCC ni mamu mapato wachita ilu msangano pasi pe imwe kamba ni nonzi 4H yanga ilikuwa ni kwa iyo ichikuru zira reshidiki kutiwa kwa nisekunge vachi yanana kwete kutivaru kutisane kwa nguva yesarudzo kana sarudzo zaitwa saka tiange titatwa kutijisha buda kubwa kumusangano uyu. Kitatisa shakare kuti mamweo nyayeyo ye kuti vanhu vagare kudzimba. Vamwe vari kuti haina kubudirira asi tinoona mamwe mapato akazvimirira seCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition vari kuti zvinhu zvafamba zvakanaka semaonero avaita. Saka ndozvimwe zvinhu zvatitange tiri kutarisa kuti zviri kubatsira here kuti vanhu vasawanikwe ivo vachienda kumabasa vachiita iyo iri kunzi shutdown parizvino.
Yes, marvelous. We have seen the Zimbabwe Passenger Transport Organization saying, you know, it is very happy with what the government did instead of by liberalizing the public transport sector. So the government actually announced that, you know, some buses will be imported duty-free, and they're saying this move is very good because at the end of the day, they want to have businesses that are competing instead of having ZOBCO as a monopoly. So they are saying the government is actually doing the right thing here. So on Saturday, President Mnangagwa announced the lifting of a ban on private players in the public sector, marvelous, with operators set to benefit from this duty-free importation scheme for buses. So this is valid for 1 year. So there's a lot that has happened in the past 2 days. As ZOBCO, that kind of monopoly, but now it seems as if the government is actually giving in to people's demands. So now we've got Jacob Ngarivume of the Transform Zimbabwe Party, who is actually talking about what people should do in order to fight for themselves. Here he comes.
Our economy is crumbling, and the government seem to have no idea of how to deal with it. The prices are skyrocketing. Life is getting so hard for ordinary citizens. But guess what? Hard-working women and the rest of citizens have continued to persevere and work really hard to bring food on the table without the support of the government, which they must be doing. The situation has continued to deteriorate. Look at what is happening in the exchange rate. Look at the fees for colleges and students. Look at the harassment of journalists that is going on. You know, the arrest of journalists and the harassment of citizens every day. So the regime's response to the troubles and what is happening in this country is more repression. But there comes a time that citizens need to draw a line. And I believe the time is now. There's no better time for us as citizens to come together and say, enough, enough. We are guaranteed rights by our constitution to protest, to speak out, to make sure that we build a nation that we are happy with. And there's no better time than now. Let us come together and fight for electoral reforms. Let us come together and stand up to the deterioration of the economic situation in this country. We can't leave it until it is like that in 2008. Already we are going beyond 2008. This is time for us to come together and say enough is enough. Let's force this regime to act. Let's force the regime to stand up and realize that what they are doing is wrong. And it takes you and I as citizens of this country. We can come together and speak out against that which is happening. Come together. I believe the time is now. Against that which is happening. I believe the time is now.
That is Mr. Jacob Ngarivume of Transform Zimbabwe. He says time is now. So, okay, marvelous. Kapu ya kuluma kwa Jacob Ngarivume. Utisikazi sasweki ile. Uta bandu alwistani. Lebanja. Elevusayo. Uti fela bandu ngave ngasuzu vezi mele. Kuza chupa loko. So, ngucho kwa ke uti soko mele umuntu wonke. Zimbabwe bavabisana wazithi kususwe ibandla lezampf embusweni uthi abantu nga ukhuluma ngathesi ubavela abalaluphi umnotho yakho ukudeka into ezinjalo so uthi kumele kulungiswe konke lokho singazi ukuthi ungangena khona kumavelas
aiwa apho tikunzwa vajacob Ngarivume veTransform Zimbabwe vatitaura ivo mafungiro avo vachiti zvinhu zvinofanira kugadziriswa pari zvino nechimbi chimbi kwete kuti vanhu vamirire ese zvavakutaura kuti zvatakaona zvichimboitika munguwa ya fura kuti paka wani kwa kachitwa sarudzo paka tpai nema ma reforms saka ndo zvimwe zvinhu zvavari kuti zvinhu zvinofanira kubva muvanhu kuti zvinhu zvigadziriswe nehurumende.
Yes, so I think we are waiting for some guests. I think we've got our first guest. We can introduce him. Marvelous. Go ahead.
Aiwa, atavatatsikwa navatawanda chokora, the Battery Citizens Coalition for Change. Tok chingamidza nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda Tete Marvelous, mukoma Gift, tinotenda nekutipa mukana, tinotenda muri yeZimbabwe yakateerera.
Tinoona manga muri kuwanikwa imi nemusi wechina muchikurudzira kuti vanhu vagare muDzimba, asi tichikunzwawo kune mazuva ari kubva ikoko kuZimbabwe kuti vamwe vabuda vachienda kumabasa, asiwo mamwe masangano akadai seCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition vari kuti chirongwa ichabudirira. Imi munoona sei seBattle Citizens Coalition for Change?
Chokutanga tinoda kutenda vana vedu vechikoro, vana veZinasu vakatanga nenyaya iyi, ndo vakaita nhanganyaya panyaya yekuti vanhu vasaende kumabasa nhasi. Saka tinoda kuvatenda vakomana nevasikana veZinasu. Nyaya yakatangira panyaya yemaschool fees, kuti maschool fees anga achikwira zvisina mukara akamboona, asi yakazopedzisira yabatanidzirawo zvose zviri kutambudza vana veZimbabwe nevanhu vakuru nevashandi nechii, kusvika mapato ese apindira ivana coalition crisis up. Asi zvinhu zvakatangira kuvana vechikoro. Saka tinofara kuti nhasi vanhu vateerera zvakataurwa nevana vari kunyanya kutambudzwa. Vanhu vamwe vaenda kumabasa, asi uruzhinji sekuona kwedu havana kuenda kumabasa. Saka kwatiri isu zvinhu zvafamba zvakanaka, urongwa uyu hwafamba zvakanaka. Ndo zvinofanirwa kuitika kuti kana munyika vanhu vasiri kufara vane kodzero yekuti vapinde mumugwagwa kana kuti varegedze kuenda kumabasa, kuti hurumende ivanzwe, hurumende ivateerere. It's our constitutional right. It's enshrined in section 59 of our constitution that if you have grievances that you have, that a government is failing to address, as Emmerson Mnangagwa and the ZANU-PF government have been failing. We have a right to protest. We have a right to go in the streets and express our opinions. And that's exactly what happened today. It was not a street protest, but people just decided to stay at home, just to let the government know that they are not happy with what is going on in Zimbabwe.
So is this strategy workable, Mr. Sokola, taking into account that the majority of people could be vendors, you know, people that do their own business? So is this workable?
It is workable. You know, democracy is not cheap. Freedom is not cheap. And getting your rights exercise is also not cheap. Sometimes you have to lose something. And yes, we understand that people may lose an income, you know, for one day, but it's better to lose an income for one day than to continue to wallow, you know, under poverty in the manner that we are doing as Zimbabweans. You can also see that this actually helped, because the government has given in on the issue of transport. You know, if you just Google, on July 26, July Moyo, the Minister of Local Government, declared that the government was never going to give up on the ZUPCO monopoly. But just you know, a few days or a few weeks down the line, today they announced that that monopoly was going away, because the issue of transport was also another issue that the students were trying to address, because the students are not only being affected by the issue of school fees, they also have to get into buses so that they get to school. Their parents are also affected. So this issue was roped in, and it was one of the demands. And you also know that the ZCTU made that demand on the 1st of May. And now we are seeing that the government has given in. So pressure works. If people come together, if citizens come together, and they do what they have to do, like what they did today, it works. So now we are going to see private operators being allowed to come in our transport section, something that CCC has been calling and advising the government to do. And the students also called on that. Workers' movements also called on that and condemned the senseless move by ZANU-PF to give monopoly to only a few individuals. So, yes, people may lose income for one day, but in the long run, it helps. So this stay away also helped in putting pressure on the government.
Thank you very much. Stay on the line. We've got
Lawrence Mate, who is one of the people following this live broadcast, who's saying that protest is the only way election, and also elections with no reforms is another thing. We had there Mr. Ngari Dvume of Transform Zimbabwe also calling for these reforms. What are you doing as CCC to call for election reform?
Yes, this is the top of the agenda. On CCC, we have called upon the government to enact electoral reforms, and we have produced papers that have been presented in Parliament. We have documents that we have presented to the people of Zimbabwe, and we will continue to put pressure on the government to ensure that they enact electoral reforms. And as you know, we go into elections, yes, but we have always stated that we are going into these elections under protest because the playing field is not level. So we'll continue to call for the reform in our media, in the media, so that everyone who is in politics, who is a political party, can go to ZBC, can go to ZTV and talk. This is not the situation. We are seeing only ZANU-PF. We are seeing only Emmerson Mnangagwa being allowed to be on those public broadcasters. So those are some of the reforms that will continue to talk about the issue of ZEC, that ZEC must be disbanded, that ZEC must be a free and fair referee. So we'll continue to work with citizens, talk to citizens, and if need be, get in the streets and demand the reforms. And you will see as we go into 2023 or towards 2023 that more pressure is going to be put on the government and on ZEC to ensure that we have reforms before 2023.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tukura. Let's bring in Mr. Sipongulube. He's a political commentator based in Johannesburg, very independent. Maybe Mr. Ngulube is joined another party, but the Ngulube that I know appears to be very independent. Welcome to this program, sir.
Thanks, Mr. Tube. I haven't joined any party today.
Okay, wonderful. So, what did Ngulube ngakhona ukuthi kumelwezakale eZimbabwe? Siyabona ukuthi dokumenti abantu bekhala lomsebenzi besihlale ekhaya kube njalo. Siloba walapha ukuthi abantu azogora oCCC. Kuthi hayi kuhambe kuhle khona kwabakwenzileyo loba nje sizwile ukuthi abantu bazihambele emsebenzini yabo okanye ama-vendors pay bazisebenzi ubona njani konke lapho
hayi kuthi sengijoyine late nje bawathi bezama ukulandela ngingakhonekthi kuhle yabe ngifisa ukuthi imbezo labakhulumileyo but eqinisweni khona okwenzakeleyo vele yikho esikulindeleyo kithi siyayazi i-system yakithi izanu phela kudala ifunda abantu yafunda kubo Zambia ukuthi iZambia ukuze uhulumende akukhishwe wakhishwa yini asena yayikhishwe eyayifonywe ngama-workers union wafunda ama-neighboring countries kuwonke ama-political parties aye ababelawo empini ukuthi aphuma njani embusweni so izanu iyafunda ilungise so i-government of the day ihlakaniphile ezimbabwe ezimbabwe siyakwazi ukuthi akusela msebenzi abantu abalusebenzayo abalutshwana ngabantu abaku-government and abaku-critical side ye-government ku-security abanjengamasosha lamapholisa lamagadjeni and then kuye kuba lama-teacher and other group ama-civil servants ama-teachers siyakwazi ukuthi kusho kwa-rotata bathumela nasene beyi-rotate ukuthi baphiwe i-warning ukuthi umuntu ongabuyanga emsebenzini ama-supervisor ayo to check on them ama-civil servants so siyakwazi ukuthi khonkana vele sokuthe kwathi imajority yama workers eZimbabwe vele kusho ukuthi azahamba emsebenzini lobe ekuthanda lobe engathandi. And siyakwazi abantu eZimbabwe abaningi bayazisebenza abasebenza kuthengisa benzani. So umuntu osebenza ngaze akayeli kuyosebenzini yela ngelodwa ekwazi ukuthi idola leliyana kumele lizuze lizakwenza umehluko kufamily yakhe. So hayi vele ukuthi abantu kuthiwe stay away layo ama-opposition asekwazi yikuwabona bengahambi phambili. Siyakwazi ukuthi ngama early 90s, ngama late 90s vele kufonywa kwe-opposition e-strong MDC yafonywa ngama stay away. So government yafunda okuningi ma stay away yikho yasanika i-chance. Siyabona izolo sibonile amasotsha namapolisi engena siyakwazi ama-support unit umsebenzi wabo. So vele hayi bebengala chance. So labo opposition bangathi celebrate but there's nothing to celebrate. But at the same time we're not expecting anything vele ukuthi kwenzakale something.
Yes, ngathi ke siyakuzwa kakhulu what Mr. Ngulube is saying is that you know it was expected that a few people will hit the call because the majority of people are self-employed. So at the end of the day we have Mr. Dr. Simba Mavaza of ZANU-PF is based in the United Kingdom. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Gibbs. Welcome, our listeners.
Thank you very much. So the stay away, that was a stay away or it was not a stay away at all. So can we have your take on that?
Yeah, actually, the Zimbabweans are grown up now. They know the stay away was not to benefit anybody, but the civic organizations who are paid for doing stayaways, who are actually paid for trying to do down the economy of Zimbabwe, to destroy. This is typically a sabotage on our economy. You cannot stay away from your employment. You cannot stay away from your business. We know that over 40% of Zimbabweans are self-employed. If you stay away from your own business, nobody, your debts don't stay away. Your bills don't stay away. So people know that this is a waste of time. And as you could have noticed, the stay away was simply meant for rather to expound the purpose of the civic organizations to get their dosage of sponsorship from other people. This has nothing to do with the government. The government simply said to people, you have to come back, you have to come to work, we have to increase buses. As of today, every bus which goes to the rural areas will first take people to their homes and people from their homes to town. And then that will be happening every day until we sort out the issue for transport problems. So this stay away, really, you cannot, when you know that Zimbabwean economy is in a precarious position at the moment, you don't add salt to a wound. You don't add injury to an injured economy already, because stay away affects the economy, affects the country, and affects you. And unfortunately, what people did not understand is those who were calling for stay away in Tasa in this crisis in Zimbabwe coalition, they are at work. When you go on stay away, that is their job, to make the country ungovernable. They are at work. So they are at work managing your unemployment. They are at work managing you staying at home. They are at work while you're at home. At the end of stay away, they get a bonus, they get a lot of monies, they get a lot of funds. Yes.
But let's face it here. There is a crisis. There is definitely a crisis, a transport crisis. And that's why the government actually succumbed to pressure to say, we are operating the transport industry to everyone. Because the Zupco monopoly had actually failed. Let's address that in a minute, Mr. Obaza, then we proceed.
There is a problem in transport sector. We agree to that. And the government had seen it. That's why the president had said, from now on, any bus which is permitted to drive on the road should take people to their places first. Zupco's monopoly has temporarily been suspended. And this has nothing to do with the stay away. That is not the plan.
But then the problem here, Mr. Professor, is this. Why is the government so interested in telling a person to board a Zuko bus or to do this and that concerning these buses and so forth? Is it not the government's duty to create a conducive environment for operating in the transport sector? Instead of the government saying, okay, get get a kukura kurera there, it is going to take you home. Is that the duty of the government, really?
It is the government to provide transport to people. So by providing or resuscitating ZUPCO, it was the way of providing transport to people. And again, it's not Zimbabwe only. Look in every developed country. You don't have different types of bus companies. A certain area is serviced by a certain bus company or train company. It's not any train company, any route. So the government gives routes. Now, this is the position. There has been a problem with ZUPCO. Why? Because our buses are not enough. That's why the government says, look, as much as we want ZUPCO to monopolize, we cannot take many people home. So we need to increase the buses. Yes, there's been a problem in the transport sector, and it is now being sorted out. That's why every other bus is allowed to take people. You can agree with me, Gibbs, and even Sebrudzo, mm-hmm. they can agree with me, that the combis were a hazard, and they are still a hazard to the people of Zimbabwe. In most countries, except very few, combis have been scrapped off the road because they are supposed to carry 18 people. They carry 20, 25, and they speed too much. Those cars, they are meant for speeding. They are meant for not for people. And drivers speed like mad. And you will see that Zimbabwe had over 1,000 deaths from the combis every year, which is quite high. And then the only way to stop it, the only way to stop the combi deaths is to stop them from operating in these roads. And you see, the problem is that people are dying in towns. It's very rare for having an accident where you kill 5-7 people in towns.
Yes, we really understand you. Mr. Jokora, can you chip in there? I think they're hearing exactly what Dr. Mabaza is saying. Just briefly, then you go to Mr. Ngulube. Go ahead, sir.
No, it's a good thing that Dr. Mabaza is agreeing with all Zimbabweans and all of us that we have a crisis in our transport sector. But you should also know that we do not only have a crisis in the transport sector. We have a crisis in our health sector. We have a crisis in education, and that's the reason why students called for this stay away. We have an even bigger crisis with our economy. So in short, we can say Zimbabwe is a country in a crisis. Zimbabwe is a crisis itself. And with regards to what the government has done, I don't know if he can respond to what Mr. Minister July Moyo said on the 26th, of April. He declared that the government was never going to relent. The government was going to keep the monopoly in ZUPCO. But today, a few days after the students declared that they were going to push on with stairways, the crisis came in. ZCTU also came in and said that monopoly must go. The monopoly has been removed. The monopoly has gone.
So, Mr. Togora, what is your alternative in terms of what has to happen in Zimbabwe? Because at the end of the day, people say Mr. Togora is just talking. He's talking and talking endlessly, you know?
No. The alternative is there. Our secretary for transport laid it out. We even made proposals that private operators should be allowed. Not only that, even city councils must be allowed to provide transport. Why should not Bulawayo City Council or Gweru City Council or Kweke City Council be allowed to run their own buses, or their own combis and ensure that We have transport to the people. We give transport to the people. It's called opening up the transport sector. And it happens everywhere. Even here in the United States of America, you see...
I think it's getting cut off the marvelous. Can you chip in?
Yes,
I was a colleague. Since we were Because really, Baba Ngulube, you were not agreeing with what Dr. Mabaso was saying. I want you to know what you were
going to do. Baba, you were going to do as Queen of Baba Luana, Okala, we have noticed the problem in Zimbabwe. But into my community, which is the main made problem, the problem may have to long. Umuntu owadala iproblem le nguhulumende weZimbabwe owavala imvumo zama private transport companies ukuthi asebenze wathi sokusebenza uZupu. UZupu esimazi ukuthi kala mabhasi abantu abakwaziyo uZupu amabhasi aphela ngama late 90s. UZupu bela amabhasi akhe from ZOC to UZupu bela amabhasi akhe waphela amabhasi. Uhulumende sethathela abantu amabhasi athi hayi into zabathi ziregister uZupu owaregistanga uZupu abasebenzi. Njalo babaluthi amabhasi ama taxi they are health hazards. But they are health hazards but asebenza under Zuko, they are not hazards wona asebenza under Zuko. Njengathi amabhasi wonke ama taxi wonke angene ku Zuko. Ayi hazard vele esilayo umgwaqo eZimbabwe sila mgwaqo. Nxa sila ama police a monitor abantu ukuthi bathwala njani, ama khombi kaathwala abantu nje bala vele ethwala. Inkinga yadwala ngukhulumende njalo ubaba lo khuluma ngedeveloped countries. Izimbabwe so far ngaza kuyilinganisa ama developed countries. Izimbabwe even Southern Africa you can't compare labo South Africa labo Botswana but bala makhombi South Africa labo Botswana and then uhulumende ila amabhasi. Ezimbabwe sesile rail line esebenzayo khathi sasila rail line esebenzayo asila stimela just into ezilula ibhasi ka ZOC yaphele kahulumende isitimela sikahulumende saphele. So uhulumeni sefuna ukuthatha over izimota zabantu azicontrol. Uhulumeni kafaka amathenga amabhasi. No one is against ukuthi uhulumeni athenga amabhasi. Athenga amabhasi afaye kube competition. Abantu babe le choice. Ayekele abantu bama private transport babe la ama transport. Yena okwakhe afaka umthetho amapolisa bophe umuntu othwele more than inumber evunyelwayo. Kuphela alungise imigwaqo i-transport ihambe. Asifuni ukukhuluma ngeconomy, asikhulumeni nge-transport kuphela yona elidalwe nguhulumende kusona sisikhathi kusukela 2020 kusize efika namhlanje. Umbona uhulumende abantu sebefika emsebenzini, bavuka emsebenzini ngo-4 bayefika ezindlini ngo-9. Kwakungekho lokhu kula makhombi. Amakhombi ka-register ku-city council njengoba naye vele register kube lama-association amakhombi, abantu bazithela amakhombi abo. Uhulumende okwakhe afaka amapholisa omgwaqo njengoba naye vele khona nama-VID njengoba naye vele khona. Ukuze umgwaqo ilizwe lisebenze liye phambili. Lokhu kwenziwe ngabomo uhulumeni. Kufana lokuthi ukuhamba igesi xa sibuya sesiba ngumsindo sithi woye ibivele ihambelene ekuqaliseni. Indaba yamakhombi yenze ngabomo sesijabule ngani uhulumeni zesekhiphi monopoli. Ube vele ifakelene ekuqaliseni besikhona isidingo na.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. So what Mr. Ngulube is basically saying is that the government should actually improve the transport sector and concentrate on maybe, you know, creating roads and other things and make sure that the transport sector works, Dr. Mavas. So, but at the end of the day, I think the question remains, what's the way forward? Because people still want to come back and say, okay, we wanted to protest, wanted to do this and that, but at the end of the day, we didn't manage to achieve certain goals. So what's the way forward, Dr. Mavas?
The way forward is exactly as the government has said. We are looking into the issue of the transport problems. We are having some new buses coming. Probably by next week, we are having around 100, 200 buses coming again from Belarus, which have been already paid for. And then when the buses come, we are trying to find a way of cooperating and co-opting some other buses into ZUPCO, as we have been doing to assist. And again, the idea that when there's a problem, we must finish it by bringing in combis, Michova, like Ngulube is saying, it is pure madness. We cannot sort out a problem by bringing a problem on the street. We cannot simply tell people how many people they carry in the bus. They know it already, but they always overload. And when they are stopped by the police, they always complain. We are saying here, the transport system in Zimbabwe, yes, ZUPCO has failed because there are too many people. There, whoever does their strategy has failed, and they need some help. Again, when Minister Julaimo said we will not relent on the monopoly of ZUPCO, it has not been that we have relented. It does not mean that we are fighting people about and making Zupko alone. We are simply wanting things which are better for the people of Zimbabwe. So if we see that this is not good, we try to change it and do it and adapt to a situation which is beneficial to the Zimbabweans, beneficial to the individual Zimbabweans in the country. This is nothing to do with politics. It's just a problem, a tragic problem, which we are covering as a country. So the first step was done today. The buses are now allowed to carry people, even if they are not under Zupko, which is a good thing. And while they are sorting out new buses and the other modalities of how to work and how to solve these problems, not only in Harare, all the towns, in the meantime, we are going to co-opt other buses to come in and help, which is already in process. And today, as you can see, and you can ask from the people on the ground, the situation has been very good on people going back home and coming back today. And we want to thank Zimbabweans, actually, before you cut me off, for not listening to these messages of distraction from the coalition, the Zinasu, the Jokoras, and all those people of the earth who are meant to destroy the economy of Zimbabwe. We want to thank Zimbabweans for knowing that Zimbabwe does not need these stairways, does not need the gurus of the world to destroy it. The country is built by its owners. And this is what the Zimbabweans have shown today, that we as Zimbabweans, we are united. Even though they can vote for anything else, but when it comes to the economy, they come together, support the government, support the country. And here we are today. They failed in their measures trying to destroy the country economically.
Thank you. Marvelous. You can chip in there.
Pana Wilson Fize, anyora panapa, arikuona program, arikuti, I say, the combis are not hazardous, but the road infrastructure is hazardous, and as well as the corruption within the Second Republic. Choda kunzvoku, vakuna, Dr. Mavaza, kanavariko, kuti nimunona sezvi, kutaurwa izvi, mutereri arikuti, aiwa, makomba asiriwo ane problem. Chine problem inyaya yekuti migwagwa haina kunyatsogadzirwa zvakanaka, uyezve pane huori pane vari kumhanyisa nyaya iyi yezviri kuitika munyika parizvino.
Zvakanaka, vatidze havasi kunyatsonzwisisa zviri kuitika munyika parizvino. Makombi ane dambudziko rekuti anomhanya zvakanyanyisa, uyezve ndiwo ane dambudziko guru retsaona mukati memigwagwa. Migwagwa yemumadhorobha yakagadzirwa, imwe yacho iri kugadzirwa, haina kushata zvekukonzera tsaona. Tsaona dziri kukonzerwa nenyaya yekuti vanhu vanenge vachinyanya kumhanya mumigwagwa, vamwe vachida kutiza mapurisa. Mapurisa anoda kunyatsoongorora kuti kombi yako inofanirwa kupinda mumugwagwa here, asi vatyairi vemakombi vanowanika vari kupinda nenzira dzisingabvumirwi. Iri nyaya yekuda kutiza mapurisa vobva vaita tsaona. Chepiri, tinoona kuti nyaya yehuori haina chainokuwadza pakombi. Huori hwakaipa hatimbofa takawirana nawo, and hurumende iri kuedza kubata vanoita huori. Asi chatinoona ndechekuti huori hunozokuwadza kana kombi yaregedzwa ichipinda isina kufanira kunge iri pamugwagwa, nekuda kwekuti mupurisa apiwa mari. Mapurisa ari kutsva, hurumende iri kuongorora izvozvo, vezaki vari kuongorora izvozvo. Ende gore rino iri roga kusvika panapa kutine mapurisa akawanda anopfuura zana akasungwa nenyaya yehuori mumugwagwa. Saka yes, ziri kugadziriswa nenyaya yehuori. Hatingambosimuka nhasi tichiti zvinhu ri zvakanaka. Migwagwa yedu iri kugadziriswa haina kunaka, yakaurayiwa nenhunzva tunzva dzeMDC neTCCC dziri mumakanzuru dzisina kugadzira nyika yedu zvakanaka. Saka migwagwa yedu yakaurayiwa, asi takutoigadzira. Hurumende yatopindira kuti tigadzire migwagwa yemumadhorobha, nekuti nharaunda dzakauraya migwagwa yedu dzadzokera futi macouncil positions. Asi iko zvino izvi hurumende iri kutora chindano chekugadzira migwagwa yoga yozotara nekanzuro paapaya, nekuti takada kutedzera veTCCC vanouraya migwagwa kuti vagozotendoka mangwana votsvinira hurumende kuti ndo nemigwagwa yakafa. Asi variwo vari kutonga mumadhorobha. Saka migwagwa yemumadhorobha iri kugadziriswa and yakagadziriswa mizhinji. And chepiri, handi yerukonzera tsaona. Tsaona dziri kukonzera nekumhanya, nekutiza neumbimbindoga vevatyairi vemakombi. And uyezve sezvandambotaura zviya, mukaona matsaona mazhinji emakombi from the statistics, makombi anenge aita tsaona munharaunda kana munzvimbo yemadhorobha mashoma shoma anoita tsaona mumahighway mashoma shoma saka mazhinji anoita mumadhorobha which means kuti negligence is very serious.
Thank you Dr. Mavaza. I'll come back to you. Let's get a caller here. We've got to Ubongani Nube. Ubongani Nube, siyabonga lokhelo kwakho.
Kunjani? Siyaphila njani?
Siyaphila kuli. Wena njani kunoku okwenzakale eHarare namhlanje? Let's akubulawa lezi ndawo.
Ngoku.
Kunoku ke ukathi kumele kube le stairway.
Stairway bese right. Abantu beZimbabwe ikakhulu siyahlupheka but indlela esteyawe ayamboni ukuthi iyengalungisa izinto. Abantu kumele siproteste, into kumele siyenze, sibe straight, send strong message to government. I-government le very dangerously. And akulanto abayivumayo uma kuyukuthi bavemoshile. Akula bebadala bengaka, ababoni ukuthi ngesikhathi besiyalwisana lo Smith babe njengathi. And into abayenza, I think they are waging a revolutionary. And asingeke sihlale sithuli. Sasibe saba kudala. And okwamanje bona izolo kuthe ku-announcewa lento le. Maybe abanye sebebotshiwe so. Ukubonisa ukuthi i-government le, even ingamosha, ikhombela umunwe kuma MPs e-MDC. I-CC ayina na 2 months, sebekhombela i-CC. Engakasebenzi lutho, even namakansela e-CC akasebenzi lutho. Le i-government esinayo i-very dangerous. Afuna ukufaka ama-zupka, I think a-benefit i-government. Thina uma kukuthi ngisithengele yami ikhombi, kutsho ukuthi mina vele angisavunyeli ukuba nemali elizweni. Kumele ukuthi kube ngabantu be-ZANU-PF abathola imali, which is very dangerous. Into abayenzayo nale. And benanzelele into abayenzayo ukuthi sasa abanye bazobalekela izweni njengabanye baba baku-exile. Into kumele bayinanzelele, kumele bephathe ama-citizen kahle. And siyabonga kubantu beZimbabwe abanye abalandele i-stairway zona lesi, because akunancedo sibalekela kwamanye amazwe sibulawa njengenyoni. Manje nampa abantu beZanu-PF, abantu abadala abanamhloni ukuthi bakhuluma iqiniso babuye ebantwini bathi hayi izinto azimanga kahle, sicelani isincedisane. Abakwazi bona bakhombela abanye imini.
Kumele kwenziwe ngcinobe ukuthi kulungiswe lokho. Kumele kwenziwe
ukulungisa ukuthi sikhuphe iZanu-PF. Yinto okumele siyilungise ukuthi siyikhuphe, singabafihleli sibatshele iqiniso. Bayehlulekile. Upresident ngangumuntu olozwelo nabantu, ngawe uyabuye ebantwini but wehlulekile. Uma kumehlula ukuthi lizweleli liye phambili, abantu baphile kahle. Ukuresigna kungcono, kwamanye amazwe bayaresign umuntu uma esehlulekile. Plus upresident I think yena uright, unama-advisors a-wrong or totally. Kunabantu abangathanda abantu. Into okumele siyinanzele thina singabantwana beZimbabwe esinje.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Sicela ubambe lapho Ncube ungayikatshana. So let's bring in Mr. Mavaza. Sorry, let me see, yes. So, Mr. Sokora, so I think we have been hearing what Mr. Ncube said and what Mr. Mavaza and Mr. Ngulube were saying. So, at the end of the day, let's be honest here. What's the way forward?
The way forward, Yanyato Taurwa, Nemazo, na Mr. Ncube. The only way is for Zimbabweans to come together, to unite. All of us, we go and register to vote. And we go and vote ZANU-PF out. Because the people of Zimbabwe know the person, the people that have caused this suffering. Vana veZimbabwe vari kuona kuti ari kuita kuti zvipatara zviparare ndiani, ari kuita kuti musave nemishonga muzvipatara ndiani, aita kuti maroads ave makoronga ndiani, ari kuita kuti vana vedu vasaende kuzvikoro ndiani. Vana veZimbabwe vari kuzviona zvose izvozvo kuti zvakamira kuseri kweZANU-PF. Saka vana veZimbabwe vari kuzviona, ndosaka muri kuona ipapa musi wa26 March vanhu vakavhota zvine mutsindo vakadzosera makanselers avo nemamembers of parliament avo. Zuro rino iri musi wa7 vakavhota zvakare zvine mutsindo out of 8 makanselers vose ve7 veTCC vakadzorerwa nokuti vanhu vari kuzviona kuti ava ndo vanhu vanokwanisa kuunza shanduko muZimbabwe. ZANU-PF yakoniwa, takaipa mukana, yakapiwa mukana makore akawanda. Asi kuburikidza nenyaya yehuori, nyika yedu yaparara. hakusisina chinoshanda muZimbabwe. Pese payango pinda hurumende, panosara pave manyama amire nerongo. Makaona ipapa apa wakapinda vachiti zupko ngaiite hurumende ngaigadzirise nyaya ye transport. Yakakonywa zvakanyanyisa kusvikira apa vana vechikoro vataura kuti aiwa ngatichipindai mumugwagwa kana kuti ngatigarei kudzimba tione kuti hurumende iyi ingagadzirise zvinhu here. Ende zvechokwadiwo nepuresha yaiswa nevana vechikoro, nepuresha yaiswa nezctu nevana vese vezimbabwe, macitizens vese vezimbabwe, taona nhasi hurumende ichitaura kuti vanhu ngavachipinda vakwanise kuoperata motokari dzavo. Ndo zvinofanira kunge zvichitoitwa izvozvi. Asi sekupindura mubvunzo wenyu, in short, tinofanira kungoti tivhote zvine mutsindo, tobvisa ZANU PF ndokuti upenyu hwedu hunwe nepfundutso, toisa hurumende inotungamirwa nemunhu anoda vanhu, anoziva zvinoda vanhu, anoteerera vanhu, President Nelson Chamisa, Triple C leadership, tiwane pfundutso muZimbabwe.
Dr. Mavaza of ZANU PF alleging that the CCC, who are now leading the councils, have failed. He's saying that that's why the roads are bad in the cities. What's your position regarding that?
That's exactly a question that the citizens of Zimbabwe have answered. The fact that they are voting the councillors back, they understand, no, that means that they understand the problem. They know that that the government, through the Minister of Local Government, have taken all powers and have taken all income that is supposed to be going to the councils. It's now going to government coffers, and the councils have to apply to get that money from the Minister of Local Government. And the Minister of Local Government continually refuses to remit the money that citizens and ratepayers would have paid to them. So at the end of the day, we end up with councils that do not have income, that do not have money to ensure that they are doing what they are supposed to be doing. Emmerson Mnangagwa has made July Moyo, you know, the mayor of mayors. He is now in charge of everything. And they do that so that the people of Zimbabwe will end up blaming city councils. But the people of Zimbabwe are wiser. They know who is causing all this problem.
Thank you very much. So at the end of the day, I think we always have citizens that come here in this platform to say what they want, which is a kind of a good way on our side to show that we don't take any sides. So now let's bring in Mr. Ngulube. Mr. Ngulube is very independent. He has been listening to what you guys have been saying. Baba Ngulube, chip in there.
Hi. Vabuti okuqala ngifuna ukuthi singakayi phambili yona into yesitrago okuthiwa ikhona. Mina ngibone ngani achievile something le nto eyenzileyo, ngoba uhulumende simbonile izolo esefake isecurity ukuthi ama-private companies azangena ku-transport industry. Simbonile faka amapholisa emadorobheni, kutho ukuthi ngenye indlela uyizwile loba abantu bengaphumanga, kodwa akukhona akuzwileli. Okwesibili ngifuna ukuthi ubaba lo bethi yena ayitransport amakhomba abulala abantu, amakhomba athwala kakhulu, but why bengavalanga amakhomba? Bavalanga phela amakhombi, bawathethe labodriver babo labokondektha bathi kawarejiste kuzuko. Okwabo bawakhontrole emalini ukuthi imali sebezayithola through zuko, abasoze ukuzithathela imali yabo. So i-issue yokuthi amakhombi kuthiwa ayi-hazard emgaqweni kusho ukuthi it's nothing vele, ayisiloqiniso, ngoba amakhombi bafuna, kodwa bafuna uwafaka ngaphandle aphansi kwazuku, abakwefuna ukwenza ukukhontrola amakhombi. So akusoqiniso lokhu. Thina esaziyo esasuka kudala saqala sigada ama-pigeot ama-4-4 ayesithwala singu-9 kumbe singu-11 amanye sihlezi ebhuthini. Ezibeke kule control kulo mthetho sasifika edrobheni, la makhomba abesifikisa edrobheni. Amakhomba aqale ukubaleka khathi esesevalwa, esephoselwa lokho kwizinto okuhlaba amaviri, esebothwa ebotshela ukuthi indaba ethwele abantu, yikho besengena ngemgwaqo yona la itshoyo ubaba lo ukuthi angena ngemgwaqo engabula mvumo. So okunye okufunekayo ukuthi abancinxabe buya ama-platform anje bakhuluma iqiniso. Xa bezabuya ku-platform enje bakhuluma into engayisiyo, yikho kwenza abantu basole ukuthi uhulumende esilayo ukuthi vele iqiniso kalazi, ngoba kuthi baphila komunye umhlaba ongaphila abantu. Ngabe ubaba lwami yabuya akhuluma iqiniso linjalo abe sekhuluma ama-mistakes e-government sibe le-way forward. But xa ebuya ezetshela abantu into engayisiyo vele esitshela thina, esenze ngani thina siphila kwelinye ilizwe, siphila impilo esiyaziyo, ama kombi vele nesuwa kata. Lakata sama kombi ya sevens. But bafuna sevens nga panti wa zuku. Yiku wa wanya wanga zara barese seba tata ama kombi wa wabeye zinji. So ya musitu mtu njalu apile njane tengi mota wa ifaya mkakoni wa register. Ama kombi siya wazi ama association ya transport ya mchovu. Achiene. Ba register tula ana ma association. Yinda wabenga ima association na ana bae wa kondema uti doke liwenza. Maguro. Ota siya wazi ama kombi. Wonke atwala 444. La manja asa atwala njali. So la wacho utakwala bantaba nenyi wapi.
Yes. Kwa nitu upongu tukanje kasi kiwa nga useneliza pongu tinje ama mchamba.
First, Mr. Tiwa, I'm saying this strike threat which was there achieved something because we saw yesterday after the strike notice, the government put a circular with the transport industry, all the transport players are now allowed to operate. So they had the transport threat. And they even put soldiers and the police, the support unit on the street. That means they had the transport notice, the strike notice. So they achieved something, although people, they didn't go to the street, but there was something what they achieved with that threat. And second, for that old man to tell us what combis are killing people, combis are overloading, but the same combis, they are putting those combis under Zuko and they are using the same drivers, the same conductors with the same load. Combis, we are not combis, they are running away from the police because they are arrested. But when the combis are allowed on the street, they don't run away from the police. And we know the police have got those spike things. They throw those spike things under the wheels when a combi is carrying 12, 15 passengers. I don't know how our Zimbabwean police operate. How do you carry those spike things and put under a passenger car carrying people? That's the government fault. That's what I said in the first time. This is not this transport issue was a minor transport problem. And it was created by the current government by stopping the combis or private operators to transport operators to operate.
Yeah. So, Ziyamuzo, we are calling a lapo baba. Uti, kono kunje wenzo uganu kukona kwezo unkulumende. Iska tukatesi kuhani sesi chovile. So, okay. Sesi ya vinika loke ama minutes. Ama luchwani ichi uti likulume. This chere uti kambe lukubona njano kwezo galai. Mabelas, you can chip in.
Ai wapo, tangatuku njwa. Vanube varikutaurawo varikutaurawo maonero avo pamusoro penyaya iri kuitika yekushaikwa kwezvekufambisa sezvo nguva yedu yadyanana regai tidzokere kuvanyarikani vedu vasara timbotarisa nyaya regai tiende kuna Dr. Mavaza tivabvunze zvataurwa navangulube kuti aiwa kana pane chiri kutadzika tinofanira kunge tiri kubvunza hurumende nekuti hurumende yakati iyo vanhu vaunze makombi avo voaisa pasi pezvupo asi pane vamwe vatakataura navo nemusi wechishanu paprogiramu yedu imwe yeLet's Talk ngatikurukurei vanga vari kusouth africa vachiti vanga vane makombi avo 3 asi vakanzi tinenge tichikubhadharai nebond asi makombi vakaatenga neus dollar nezvupo vakati vakatotora makombi vakanovapaka kumba ndosaka parizvino vari kuti vakamirira kuti vanzwe kuti zvichafamba sei pane chasanduka here kuti makombi anenge achifamba sei.
Okay, Mr. Babaza, I think you can respond to that question quietly.
Thank you. Chapter 11, we say that monetary policy and your account are done with the economy. Guagua. Makombi anobadarwa nemari yemuZimbabwe. Nekuti vakanyorerana pasi. Chavangangoita vari makombi kukumbira mari iri pamusoro. Hurumende yakabvuma kubva nezuro kuti icha review mari kubhadharwa vemakombi nevemabhazi vari pasi pezupko. Kana kombi yaenda pasi pezupko kana bhazi inenge ichiongororwa kuti yakanaka here, inofamba zvakanaka here ende inotakura vanhu vanobvumirwa here, ikapfuudza ipapo inobvisirwa license rayo. Ndosaka pane mutsauko wekuti kombi inenge isiri pasi pezupko inenge iri kuita madira ajojina, madira tivhange kumhanya kwebenzi. Saka ikoko ndokwatakati hurumende ndokwayakasimuka ichirambidza. Chepiri, kune vanhu vazhinji nemakombi avo akanga akanyorwa pasi pezupko vakanopaka kumba, havana kupaka nenyaya yekuda kuti amabhondi. Asikune mashoma shoma, njigire ndakango chikao zakapaka niya mabwanti. Vazhinji vakapaka kumba, nenye kuti vari kutiyo kana ari maskati makombi au anenge apakwa. Vanongoshanda makuseni nemanheru, saka hazvisiko pamba mari yakanaka. Saka vaito vanani kusenza vari kunze kwezupu kwacha zvokubira, vaive vaiwana mari. Hurumende zvayakaita kugadzirisa a way forward. Vatarisa Ministry of Transport. Ne Ministry of Local Government vaungane vasangane pamwe chete vagotarisa nzira yatingaite yekupedza dambudziko remabhazi kutakura vanhu uyezve njanji yaane makore echitaurwa yekubva kuchitoriza kuenda kuHarare inenge yatanga kugadzirwa ivo vatopinda muna August inoyo zoreva kuti patinosvika kuna 2023 inenge yaakutofamba tane chitima chinobva muHarare tichienda muchitungwiza chinogona kutakura vanhu anopfuura 5,000 panguva imwe chete zvinova zvinotibatsira kutapudza dambudziko remigwagwa uyezve kune chitima chinowani chakatengwawo chinofanira kubva muHarare chichienda kumabvuku nechinobva muHarare chichienda kunosvika kuna namufakosi kana kunoton dziri kugadzirwa chitsva kwete changa chiripo changa chimushandiswa mazuva ano asi kune zvinowani zviri kuuya njanji dzava under rehabilitation dziri kugadzirwa saka hurumende haina kungogara pasi iri kuita basa dambudziko rasinaro ndirevanhu vanenge vanangurube vanoda kungoshora hurumende pane chinhu chisina kana maturo hurumende haina chayatadza transport business hurumende yapindira nekuti manga manedya kenjika ake madiro ajojina anga akuitwa nevatyairi vemakombi zvinosuwisa kuona murume mukuru anenge vangurube achitaura kuti taifarira kugara mumapidiot 4410 zvinonyadzisa murume mukuru
does the government admit that certain things are really not going well? Let's be honest, Dr. Mavazadwa.
Yes.
There's this issue on railway lines.
Gibbs.
No, that are being rehabilitated. There's no money.
You are mistaken. The government admits there is a transport problem. That's why they have relaxed the monopoly of ZUPCO. The government admits that the ZUPCO, train station, the trains will be alleviating a lot of our problems. So because of that nature, the trains... there are trains coming, a new train which will ply Harare Mavuku, and a new train which will ply Harare up to Northern. And those are being sorted out as we speak.
Dr. Mombasa, I'm not cutting you off. I think let's give Mr. Chokora just some seconds, was the remaining with only a few seconds. Can you react to what Dr. Mombasa is saying there?
There is a crisis in our transport sector, but there is also a crisis everywhere in our economy, in our education, in our health. There is a crisis everywhere in Zimbabwe.
So he just disappeared. I think he's back. Okay, continue.
Yes.
He just disappeared.
So Zimbabwe is a country in crisis. Yeah, let me just finish by thanking once again our students and all that have remained resolute and called for the stay away. And now we have seen that the government has given in and allowed private transport operators to come in. I want to urge them to continue fighting, and we'll continue to stand with them in solidarity as we fight for fees to fall, because right now students can't go to school because they can't afford the fees. Even those in secondary schools and primary schools, they can't afford the fees. Even the teachers that are teaching the children, they cannot afford to pay the school fees for their own children in the same schools that they are teaching in. So we need to continue fighting so that school fees falls or school fees goes to levels that are affordable by ordinary Zimbabweans.
Yes, normally if it was a soccer match, Dynamos versus Chiretsi FC or Highlanders, I think Mr. Mavaza will agree with me that that would be a very good match. Highlanders versus Dynamos, right? So,
yes.
Yeah, even Mr. Zogora. I think you two can agree on that, you know, but we're out of time, so there's no extra time. So wish to take our guests this evening, Dr. Simba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, Mr. Tawanda Sokora of the Citizen Coalition for Change, Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is in South Africa, and Mr. Bongani Ncube, a Zimbabwean living in South Africa. I'm signing off from Washington, D.C. This is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Margaret Sifanganya here, saying have a very good night.